Mid-America Renewal Conference is coming up September 7 and September 8. You're going to want to mark these dates down and check out this conference, because I'm telling you, the lineup of speakers is just great. Brother Mooney, Brother Gaddy, Brother Chargua, Brother Duncan, Rima Duncan, Brother Jerry Jones. Those five men are going to be ministering in their strength, and it's just going to be a phenomenal time, September 7 and September 8. If you're in the Midwest region, make the drive to Indianapolis. It's going to be there at Calvary Tabernacle. The music is going to be done by Indiana Bible College. So this is something that you want to bring. Bring your whole ministry team to this event, and there will be a little teaching for everyone. So make sure you mark those dates down again, September 7th and September 8th, 2017, Indianapolis, Indiana. Can't wait to see you there. Thanks for tuning in to the Indiana Bible College Chapel podcast, where we're in the middle of an interview series that we recorded live at North American Youth Congress. Today we've got Reverend Jason Gallion, our campus pastor here at Indiana Bible College, and we're going to listen in to some of his passion and have him answer some questions for us. So let's jump right in. All right, we are here with Reverend Jason Gallion, campus pastor of Indiana Bible College. Brother Gallion, you, first of all, thanks for being here, taking some time out of your schedule, IBC booth at North American Youth Congress.
Absolutely. Wouldn't have missed it. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Absolutely. So you attended IBC, correct?
That's correct, huh?
Okay, and you've watched hundreds of graduates as the campus pastor at IBC, correct?
Correct.
All right, so let me ask you this question right out of the gate. What do you describe the spiritual change in students? So what spiritual change do you observe from a freshman moving on out into their senior year, maybe if they even leave early, sophomore, junior, in going into ministry? What change do you see as a campus pastor?
Wow, I would say that's an incredible question, and I don't know that I have the right answer or a perfect answer, but here's my best. There is a significant spiritual change that does take place. It's undeniable. You cannot question the fact. Watch students come in seeking direction, seeking the will of God for their life. Most students that we get at IBC, they know God has called them. They don't know what God has called them to do. And we see them go through this journey, I guess you could call it, without taking that completely out of context, a journey. They come in, they set through the classes. We find that in the environment at IBC, it's not just a spiritual environment in the classroom, but chapel and church, five times a week, plus classroom, we're in church, worshiping God, magnifying God. And when you start lifting Him up, we know what Scripture says. Two or three are gathered together, there He is. We call on that name, He's as close as the mention of that name. And so I believe what happens is students are hearing sometimes very similar things that they've heard all their life, but the context has changed. The context has changed because now they're in a position to make life-changing decisions, to surrender their will to God's will, surrender their life to the ultimate call, and say, I'm willing to lay my life down for the cause of the gospel. And I think that's really the key. 12, 13-year-olds can make the same decision, but it doesn't require them to give up so much as it does as an 18 or 19-year-old give up their dreams and let God replace it with better dreams, give up their hopes and let God give them a greater hope. And I think that's the spiritual dynamic that does change at IBC. Watch students come in seeking that direction, and all of our graduates leave knowing God's called me. There's a ministry, and I'm ready to do ministry. That's the key. That's what we push for. That's what IBC and Bible school is all about, to get students to make that decision to allow God to completely use them. And that comes from complete surrendering.
So what I'm hearing you say, and you know, and I, working on staff with you, seeing the students, what we get a lot of people, and IBC is got tons of talent that comes through. But what I'm hearing you say is that it's the commitment and the surrender that really makes the difference. And so you don't have to be a preacher or a musician or a singer before you come in to Bible college?
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I think that when I came to Bible school, I walked in the doors out of an obligation to my parents. I said, I'd give you 1 year. I'll come to Bible school. I had dreams, had goals, wanted to do my own thing. God got a hold of me my first semester, and that's really where I surrendered to my call. God had placed a call in my life when I was 12, 13 years of age. I ran from it. I denied it. I pushed it away. But at 18, here I was, out of an obligation at Indiana Bible College, and that's where I said, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And I think that's really the key. We always tell this generation that's before us, you're the greatest generation. You've got the best talent. You've got the best opportunities. You can change your world. But sometimes what we fail to tell them is that it's going to require great sacrifice. And that really is the key, great sacrifice. They've got to be willing to lay down everything. And the moment that they give all, that's when God can use all. And I believe the generation that gets this, that's willing to give their life to Christ in the form of sacrifice and service to His kingdom, is a generation that will see the greatest revival and the greatest outpouring.
Wow, that's true. So you've mentioned it a couple times, and we often hear it in Pentecostal circles, the call, above all the call, David McGovern, a couple youth congresses ago. So let me ask this, how does IBC help an 18, 19, 20-year-old student come in, maybe out of obligation to their parents, to a commitment that they made? How does IBC help a young person find and then also confirm that call?
Well, I think how we help them is we put them in classes in our theology department, in our missiology department. We put them in classes that are going to challenge them. We're going to challenge them, give them the right information, give them correct theology. We're going to put them in chapel services, allow them to be in spiritual environments where God has the ability to speak to them. We're going to challenge their personal walk with God. It's not just about a corporate walk. It's not just about worshiping together. We're going to challenge them daily Bible reading, daily prayer, daily fasting, consecration. And that environment, I think it's going to break some things. There are students that come in that they have to first reduce themselves down to the bare minimum in the sense of, who am I? What's my plan? What does God want to do with me? And I think the ideal student, the perfect student to come into IMBC, is one that is hungry to do something for God. They may not know what, but they have a desire to do something for the kingdom of God. That's what we look for. That's what we want. And that's the environment that we really cater to. Bring them in. Let's get them connected with God, and let's see what happens.
Okay, two more questions. Actually, one more question, and then a personal favor. I'm a young person, and I'm listening to this podcast. I want to know, what do I need to do next? What's my next step to enroll at Indiana Bible College?
Okay, the next step is you have to talk to your pastor. You need to make sure that you have his guidance, his favor, his blessing, his or her blessing. Talk to your pastor. Find out what your pastor thinks. There are some students that are very passionate about ministry. They feel called, but they haven't submitted themselves. If you're not submitted to your pastor, you will fail at IBC, at ministry, at life in general. Spiritual authority is the key. Submit to your pastor, talk to him. If your pastor feels good, then what you need to do is spend time in prayer and fasting. Know that it's the will of God for you to come to IBC, not just a Bible college, but to IBC. And once you know that, get online, fill out the application, talk to us in the front office, let us know where you're coming from, let us know what you want to happen, and we'll do what we can to work with you. NAYC is going on right now, but I don't think it's too late. We probably could squeeze you in. I believe that. So make sure, talk to your pastor, get online, get the application downloaded, start the process immediately. I believe we're living in the
Absolutely.
Last days. We've got to make something happen, and this is a good start right here.
Absolutely. Excellent information. Okay, now a personal request. You are one of my favorite storytellers. So in story form, in true Brother Galyon form, relay your favorite spiritual memory about IBC.
Oh, well, my favorite spiritual memory is definitely my memory. I walked into Indiana Bible College, a very insecure young man, not really wanting to do what God had placed on my heart, running from a calling. Homiletics class, ask every person in that class to get up and speak for 5 minutes. I hid in my room. I denied my time slot. I denied the opportunity that God probably was wanting to give me. And I snuck down about an hour and a half after my time slot, missed my slotted moment to preach. When I walked in the back door of the chapel, Brother Jason Cox, who is our student body president, saw me walk in. He knew that I'd missed my time slot. The preacher steps down off the pulpit. He walks up and he introduces me. Next up is Jason Gallion, and then calls off two more names.
Wow.
I grab a Bible. I said, turn to the young man next. Can I borrow your Bible? He says, yes. I grab his
Bible.
I borrow the Bible. I walked up to the pulpit, flipping through scriptures, trying to find something. I can't tell you what scripture I read. I can't tell you what book I read. I can't tell you what I said. But I walked up to that pulpit and I opened up that Bible. I began to read scripture and the Holy Ghost fell on me. God began to move, and I even get emotional thinking about it now. A young man that was running, God began to deal with me. I opened my mouth and God filled it with words. I opened my heart and God filled it with passion. The only thing I do remember is when I ended, tears were flowing down my face, people were standing praying. I closed that Bible and I ran to the back of the chapel at Indiana Bible College. I crawled under the back row, and that moment I surrendered my life to God. And I said, wherever you send me, I will go. Whatever you ask me to do, I will do. 20 years later, here I am back at Indiana Bible College. I will say this, God called me to be in this position at this time, and I am very passionate about what we do, and that's train young ministers. And I know that God has a purpose for your life, and whoever you are listening to this broadcast, God has purpose for you, and God wants you to fulfill His will, because there's something great that He needs you to do. And so that's my story. That's my greatest memory. That's my passion.
What a great memory. Excellent. All right, well, Brother Guyon, thank you for taking some time. I'm going to let you get back and talk to people. I know you love hanging out at the booth, so I'm going to let you go hang back out at the booth. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Brother Henderson, for all you do. Greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We really want to expand the podcast, and that's where you come in. The listener, what do you want to hear from the Indiana Bible College podcast? So what I would like for you to do is take a little bit, jot some of those ideas down, and shoot them to us in an email. You can email podcast@gotoibc.com. That's podcast@ibc.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and God bless.